Time for a spotlight on sports on AM 1490 KOVC. We are spotlighting, summer baseball. Absolutely. It is back, and we're ready to go. Coming up Wednesday, the Valley City Senior Babe Ruth, as they're going to be called this year. And they are going to be taking on Castleton. Chase Carpenter, first-year head coach now with Valley City. And I guess question number one, Chase, when you've gotten the guys together, you've been practicing about a week or thereabouts. I guess how has practice been going?
Yeah, it's been about a week and a half. It's been kind of as planned, besides, you know, the little stuff that I didn't realize as far as them not having a spring season. You know, I realized they weren't going to have a spring season, but I didn't think it would take a complete effect on them. They're not lifting weights. They weren't running. They weren't doing anything because of the quarantine. So it's completely different than any, even not having a high school season, but able to go and lift weights or able to do something like that. So they're basically starting from square one. So it's basically we're starting them. Throwing wise, we got to start from square one. They're running square one. So it's, and we only have a week and a half before our first game. So it's, right now it's pretty tough. And going into the first week of games, we're a little nervous as far as pitching wise goes. But I mean, we have enough pitchers to where we can stretch them out and put different guys in there, trust them, and that type of stuff, which will help hopefully at the end of the year by once we get to tournaments, different things like that. Now we have guys that can throw. Guys that they can throw in different situations whenever we need them, and we have probably hopefully 10 of them, so it'll hopefully help us in the long run.
Offensively, obviously you can sit in a batting cage and maybe hit off a machine, but it's not hitting off live pitching in the game. How about that? Timing's probably going to be a little bit slower too, because these guys haven't even had a chance to get in and do any swings indoors or even outdoors.
Yeah, that's going to be an issue. And you know, at this beginning of season, we kind of expect that no matter what, whether you're still transitioning from high school to Legion ball or senior Babe Ruth ball, just because they probably have a two-week break off, so there's still a little bit catching up, but it's a lot more catching up now. And especially I expected, in my mind before the season, I was thinking that some of our guys would get off a mound and throw to our hitters. But now running into the issue where our arms aren't ready, we can't exactly do that. The Sunday we had a practice. So we're going to go through kind of situations where me, as a coach, I'm going to pitch to them. Other coaches are going to pitch to them with the L screen in front of us. And they're going to see some different pitches. They're going to see some curveballs, some live stuff from us. We're not going to obviously go 100% because my arm would kill. But I'm going to do what I can to at least show them something. And obviously it's a little bit more for me, putting myself in a game situation, sitting at third base for the first time ever. And so it's going to help me out there, and obviously defensively, how I want things to work with our guys, and situation-wise with our guys too. What do I do in this situation? To get them to start to think towards that stuff. Now when we come to practice Monday, Tuesday, you know, now I know what to work on before Wednesday, and we can sure things up and hope to be somewhat near 100%. I know it won't be, but close to 100% by Wednesday comes.
Well, a final question, I guess. These guys are anxious, aren't they? They haven't done anything since March. Just getting out, and they're ready for this season to start. And two, as a lot of people know, this is a good ball club. There's a lot of kids back. This is going to be a good ball club. So are they just anxious and just ready to get after it?
Yeah, no pressure. But no, this is probably going to be one of our best crews we've had. You know, looking on paper for I don't know how many years. Even the year we won state. You know, coming into that year, we're thinking trying to get to state. You know, not at all before the season where we're thinking, yeah, we have a chance to win that state tournament. Obviously, you know, once we got down the road, then we started to believe. We had the pitching, we had different things like that. Now, I mean, we're looking at, we have quite a bit of pitchers, basically the same lineup as we had last year. But the only problem, which everyone's going to have, we're going to start out slow, and that's my only worry. I'm hoping that we start out just a little bit faster than everybody else, but hopefully get going right away, and then we hopefully can build on that. And by the time, you know, this tournament's come around, even our tournament, end of June, you know, towards the end of the season, once region comes, hopefully we're actually starting to play our full baseball. We have all the pitchers ready to go and that type of stuff, and we're healthy. So, yeah, no pressure, but it should be we have a good crew.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Thanks, Chase. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Chase Carpenter, the head coach of the Valley City Senior Babe Ruth. This is Spotlight on Sports on AM 1490 KOVC.